Great. Thank you for going on the mission trip and then for being willing to share your experience, your stories of your experience. So you will testify to God's love with your own story, right? Yeah, so thank you so much. So the way we are going to deliver the message of God this morning will be in a form of kind of, it looks like an interview or a dialogue, right, with one another. So let's hear your stories. So I'm going to ask several questions. So the first question, how did you become involved or interested in the SSB trip, and how many times have you done?
So I became interested in SSB because of the people who came before me. They were all super like happy when they went, and when they came back, they had a bunch of stories to tell. So I was like, I wanna have that. I wanna be part of that, and that's why I became interested. And I just went. This is my third year going.
I became interested because my mom and my older sister both have gone, and they were like, oh, you'll have fun, you should go, and this is also my third year.
I find it interesting that I just noticed that we're all the younger siblings, and I think we kind of all went because we've had older siblings and family who have gone, and we saw that they enjoyed their experiences, and we wanted to make experiences at SSP as well. This is my second year going, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. For different reasons, you got involved in the SSP. I keep saying ASP because in the place where I came from, it's ASP trip. So it's SSP trip. Okay, thank you. So we are curious about what you did during the trip.
So how SSP is organized is you have a work team, and that work team goes every day and works on a specific project. So Emma and I were actually lucky enough to be on the same work team, and our team was in charge of helping to construct a ramp.
Yeah, we built, well, we kind of tried to build a ramp.
Started.
Yeah, we started the ramp. It's not as easy as it looks. We had quite a few setbacks, but it was fun.
Our group was in charge of building a ramp as well. Different ramp. Ours is better. since we were like one of the first groups doing our ramp, we just staked it out and did the beginning stuff for the ramp.
Wonderful. Yeah, hard work you did. I'm sure there was more than just the work of creating a ramp. Among all the things that you have done during the trip, what was the best part? And what about, did you have anything that you just didn't like? What at least enjoyed?
The best part for me was we got to go to a storytelling hut on, was it Wednesday? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
On Wednesday, we got to go see like paintings on rocks and like get more of a feel of the community and not just working in the community. My least favorite part is the end of the week because you get so connected to so many people there and you just leave. And you like rarely see them again, so that's my least favorite part.
I really enjoyed working with the work team because our team just bonded super quickly and we were all just super excited to be there. There's a game that is like specific to SSP called Contact, and it's basically just like a word game that you can play like in the car while you're working. And my group played that just repeatedly. It was so much fun. And then I'm going to have to agree with Emma. Leaving is the hardest part because you create all these like super strong connections in a week. And it's something that I find is like really like special about SSP is that you can create all these strong bonds in a week. And then you kind of just leave and say goodbye and like, you're like, oh, yeah, we'll talk to each other on social media and stuff. But, like, that never really happens. And it's just kind of mournful when you're all saying goodbye and leaving.
So my favorite part of SSP was probably how open everyone was this year. Everyone was super, like, fun to talk to, and everyone was super accepting. And no one really had, like, a clique or, like, a group. Everyone was, like, open if you wanted to hang out with them. The worst part was probably just saying goodbye to people, because it's just hard, because you go, you meet them, and, like, in the beginning you're like, oh, who are these people? This is weird. And then by the middle of the week, you're like, oh, these people are great. Can't believe I've only known them for a week. And then by the end of the week, you're like, oh, this kind of sucks, because then you're just going to have to restart all over the next year, because you're not going to know pretty much anyone.
So, yeah, thank you. Sounds like meeting new friends, making new friends, and spending time together. The new friendship, that was the best part of the mission trip. Yeah, isn't it amazing that you can develop such a friendship within a short time? Yeah, working together, playing together, praying together, sleeping together, eating together, doing everything together. You become friends in a short time. Yeah, that's good, wonderful. How about, were there any surprises you experienced during the trip? How did you cope with them?
For me, a surprise was our homeowner. She was really nice, and her husband was also really nice. She gave us Otter Pops. And every single day, she just left her fridge out for us. She had a refrigerator outside, and she left Otter Pops in there for us every single day. And then her husband had a concrete mixer, and usually what you have to do is you have to mix all the concrete by hand. But he gave that to us, and we got to use that as well. So our work site was pretty great. Yeah.
I would like to point out that we're not allowed to have any sugar the whole week, so we didn't get any Otter Pops. Just saying. Kind of salty. Oh gosh, we had quite a few challenges. One day, like, our whole entire project was drilling things, and when you don't bring a drill, it's kind of difficult. So, yeah, it was not the best experience when we forgot the drill.
Sorry, Carla.
Yeah, Carla was in our group. Front row right there. Yeah. And then we had a really tough day one day, man. Everything went wrong.
Like, one day, we're like, all of the nails in our bucket, like, big bucket of nails, just spilled.
All over the car. All over the car. We dropped a saw in the car. The rental company is just not our friend.
Another fun thing about our work site that was really surprising to us was we had the work site that was farthest away from where we were staying. So the first day when the staff leads all of the different groups to where they'll be working, it took us like 2 hours to get to our work site. And like by the time we were there, we were like, okay, this is what we're doing. Let's go back now. It's time to leave. It was frustrating at first, but I felt like it was kind of one of those things where it's like, terrible at the time, but you look back on it and it's like, haha, that's so silly. And it really helped us bond as a group over our small issues that we had.
When you build a ramp, the decking, the rainbow on the side of the wood has to be facing a rainbow, not like a smile. Just saying. Tips from Emma.
So certainly, sounds like there were joyful surprises and challenging surprises. But even those challenges, it's just you overcame together, working together. Yeah, certainly when there was a lemon, you made lemonade out of that. Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, what difference did the trip make to you? What did you learn from the SSP trip?
You learn a lot about community and what it means to like be part of something. Like, I've been to SSP for 3 years, and it's it's different every single time, I feel like. Yeah, you learn like cultural stuff too, like depending on where you are. Like this year, since we got to learn a lot about like the Indian reservation and like what it is about like living there and stuff, and so yeah.
Anything you think you learned about yourself?
I can't drill.
Ooh.
I'm really bad at it. I can cut wood. I can cut wood.
Okay.
I can't drill.
Wonderful.
So I was actually really anxious to go to SSP this year because my first year that I went, I had a really difficult time making connections to people and feeling like I was an active member of my work group. But this year, I don't know what was different. I must have like grown as a person or something. But I felt a lot more comfortable being with a group of strangers and just trying to be myself and learn more about myself by trying new things like drilling. And and even if I didn't do it well, I felt like there was always someone there to be like, it's okay, you can just try again, or like, this isn't the end of the world if you like drill it like a centimeter off, it's going to be okay. Yeah, you can just bore it out. And that was just a super cool experience, and I learned a lot about my relationship with the people in my lives and how loved I am, and that was really special to me. And it taught me, I feel like SSP specifically taught me that I'm not only loved, but it kind of empowered me to take that love I felt and amplify it back here and back into the Native American reservation and back into the people around me.
Thank you.
I think the difference that SSP made for me was how welcoming the community was to like a bunch of strangers. Like if I was on an Indian reservation and I was living there for a while and a bunch of teenagers came on the reservation, I'd be like, I don't know about those kids. Yeah, and they're using power tools on my front porch. And something I learned about myself is that when I want to be, I can be a hard worker. And trying to dig into riverbed is really difficult. It doesn't work.
Yeah, great. So you have learned quite a bit there, especially about yourself, your capability, right? You discover something new about yourself. That's wonderful. How about what difference do you think the trip made to the people you served?
I think the difference that it made to the people was that our whole group that went, like everyone, it was that we weren't there to mess around, we were there to get work done. I think the homeowners saw that from us.
I think it showed them that someone cares, that someone is there for them and they don't have to like be alone. Like, that's what I think.
Working on projects like rampways and stairways, it's something that as like you're leaving your home and you're entering your home, you do it pretty often throughout the day. So I feel like we touch them on a personal level where we've gotten to help their everyday lives, and that's been super humbling to experience.
Yeah. Would you recommend this trip experience to others? Why?
I would definitely recommend SSP to others because it's really unlike anything you experience. There's a very interesting atmosphere that's created at SSP where you can just be super silly and sing at the top of your lungs and just serve with all of your heart. It's really special.
Yeah, I would also recommend it, but like not only for the like youth. We're always looking for chaperones. If anyone wants to chaperone, that'd be great. It's super fun. Good food.
I would recommend this trip to a lot of people that I know, and especially anyone, like it can be for anyone. Even if you don't go to church, you can still go. I've met multiple people there that were there because their friend got them into it and they had a really good time despite not being religious. So yeah, it's really fun for anyone.
All right, yes. Do you feel like you would like to go too? Yes, good. You really motivated our congregation. That's great. So here I have a poem that was written by all the workers from our church on SSP trip. So I'm going to share that poem with you. Well, they did not have a title for this poem, but I titled it as No Matter What and Anyway. To be kind no matter what. Do good no matter what. Smile no matter what. Always have hope no matter what. Love no matter what. To be kind to all people, to listen first, then speak. Do your best and be your best self, even if it is hard or it seems as if there is no point. People may deceive you, be honest and sincere anyway. People will overlook and ignore you and mock what you have done. Reach out and love anyway. People will want you to apologize for yourself, shine anyway. Saying the things you want may be hard, speak up anyway. Do not change yourself because some people are jealous or do not like you. Just follow your dream, not what others want. Build up your self-esteem and self-image, even though people can tear it down in a minute. Build yourself up anyway. You might be proud of your accomplishments, and some may call you full of yourself. Be proud anyway. Even if people think you are useless, strive to be yourself anyway. Even if others think you are goofy or weird, be yourself anyway. People may think you reach too high, smash through your goals anyway. Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful. Thank you. So we have more than these three beautiful young ladies and gentlemen who were on the mission trip. So I'm going to invite all of them to stand, would you please? And stand and turn to the congregation, show your beautiful faces. Thank